follow me.
Follow Me by Kim Lentz and the Jaguars. For more information on the band, log on to facebook.com/officialKimLentz and follow me. You're following me right now, right? As you're listening to the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Daniel Fern from the band And we'll be speaking about how fast this band is. It's really quite overwhelming, but in a good way. And you'll know once we play their music. But before we get into that, let's play Jake Bellows with All Right Now. And for more information, log on to jakebellows.com.
You reached out, you see.
Hi, this is Daniel of End. I'm going to be speaking with Turtle, and we're going to listen to Weapon off of Mechanics and Energetic of Stilt Running, our new LP.
That was Weapon by End. And with me is Daniel. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's really crazy is when I first found out about your band, it really made me focus on your guys' name. Because usually when you say and, it's always the same, but it's like and, you know?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. I know that all too well. Every time people ask me the name, I just kind of look down and I kind of hope that I kind of want to have the CD to just give them and you can read it because it looks so much better on print. But when I say it, it's and with an EA with an end. It's like I have to explain it all the time because you know they're going to ask me a bunch of times. Some people ask if it's just and with two A's, and then I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, and what's crazy is you would figure that you would say it so many times that by then it just comes naturally to you to say and, but I'm sure it still sounds the same when you say it, right?
Yeah, no, I like how you said it, actually. You can tell the difference between the E and the A. I usually I have a slight accent as well because I'm from Israel. I guess I didn't lose a little bit of it. And sometimes it just sounds like it's either both ands with an E or both A with an N. So, and then when you have to introduce all the bands and generator all, it's like, Lord. Yeah.
That is hilarious. Let's talk about your new full-length CD, which is Mechanics and Energetics of Stilt Running. Want to know a little bit more about the kind of the germination of that name of that album.
We Kingkiller Studios is sort of like our clubhouse. I mean, like we come here very often, usually 2 to 3 times a week, and we play either with other members of the studio or, you know, obviously just and maybe have another example. And we sit down and we talked about we just kind of popped to our heads what would happen. I forgot who brought it up, but it was we had Dan Kramer of the Stink and Ann Morgan of the Morgans sitting down there, and we were like discussing a competition: who would win, a person who is running on stilts or an individual who is just running without them. I think that's what it could have been. All sorts of different combinations, such as both people on stilts or. I don't know. Too many drinks and a lot of playing because we're just kind of talking nonsense downstairs. But somehow, I believe we came across an article online, Mechanics and Energetics of Stilt Running, and that just kind of clicked immediately. We just changed running to walking to running. It made sense at the time. Still kind of does a bit.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, you know, I think. A person on stilts would win over a person running. And the only reason why I can rationalize this, and I could be completely wrong, this is just me, you know, in the moment just rationalizing, is because in stilts, you're going to have, you know, a greater stride because, you know, you're more high up. And that's my only rationale for thinking that they would win. Who do you think would win?
You know, I tend to agree with you on that because, you know, but then there's also you got to consider, can the dude actually, utilize his limbs as quickly with the stilts as without? And can you not, like, can you actually manage to run in stilts without falling? I would love to see that happen. So I'd assume that if you have your shit down and you know how to be on stilts, I think you can overcome a lot of things running with stilts. But can a person run on stilts? I don't know.
For that, we would have to get a professional stilt guy, you know, in order to do it. That's the only way.
we really wanted to try it too. I don't know if we can get stilt, and then everyone already brought up the fact that we're going to have to do a lot of learning before we can actually try to run.
Yeah, I mean, you guys should. I mean, do it. It would make for a great video, at least.
I know. There's going to be a lot of falls, and if we don't succeed, it's funny. If we succeed, that's probably a first. I've never seen someone running on stilts.
I was reading on your bio. And your bio says that you guys are disalarmingly human. And talk to me and expand upon this idea.
I've been in bands for quite some time, and I've been attempting to make a name for myself as a musician, alone or with bands. And I'm a horrible promoter, and I'm a horrible publicist. And I actually have a team of people that help us. You know, like, the studio is filled with so many wonderful people that there's a nice community. People know some people are very good, can articulate themselves very well on paper or on video, or our engineer is very good at that. So we're very lucky to have a group of people who are, I think, a lot better in certain professions or certain aspects of this industry than I am. And one of them is also a friend publicist of ours, James Moore, which I love very much. He's very helpful and very, very good at what he does. And, you know, like, he takes what I tell him and he puts it in a more well-written form. To say the word disarmingly human to me is funny. It's hard for me to say it of myself because I only know myself is what I do. But when someone else, such as James, who takes in the music and listens to it, he kind of makes an opinion of it, such as I with other bands. And I think he decided that what we are doing, our content is all too human, perhaps. Our subject matter is not, like, satirical. We're not very straightforward political. We're just very personal. Like, the lyrics are just, sometimes I try to get out of that object. Most of the artists I dig into are storytellers, not necessarily intimate to their own life. Or artists who can just make any kind of style appear. Unfortunately, I'm a little more limited in the sense that I see what I see and I say what I say. It gets me a lot of trouble, and sometimes people call it impetuous because I don't really think about the consequence. But I think that is the same with the music. I think it's just blunt, and sometimes maybe I don't think too much about it. Maybe I just feel it and then do it. Some songs I arrange a little more, but I would imagine when that was written, it was probably because the lyrical content and the emotion that comes out of it is maybe a little too personal, intimate or personal, perhaps.
Well, I think that whatever you're doing is working, whether it is being disalarmingly human, because I was looking at your Facebook, and you guys already have like 85,000 likes, you know, so... So obviously people are really gravitating to what you guys are doing. Tell me about this this explosion. Has this been overnight, or has this been a kind of a constant thing?
That is very strange, and I wish I knew a little more about it. We started up doing a publicity for our first album, Adventures of Fight in Space, and we did some online promotion and advertising, such as Reverb Nation and Facebook and some. So we did those, and we did them for maybe around 2 months to promote the album, the first LP we had, or, I mean, technically speaking, kind of like a combination of EPs. And I noticed that Facebook, you know, when you do advertising catered to certain people, you know, you'll catch certain people who actually like your sound. We got into a certain point. I think we got to around 9,000 fans, which was very nice, and they were actually, you know, some of them were very interactive, some of them were very nice, and it was nice to see actual interest. But we stopped advertising after the album, and we actually stopped advertising to this day. We haven't done it in nearly a year now, and this is kind of strange because I think it was around 2 weeks to a month after we released Mechanics, or maybe just like simultaneously, we started getting a rapid growth that just didn't stop. Like every day, like every other half an hour, I would check stats, it'd be like another 100 fans. But, you know, so I couldn't tell you. Like, it wasn't, it, like, one day I woke up and I saw a lot of fans. So in the sense of overnight, like, one day I just went on to write some things about NN, and I saw that there was, like, literally an explosion of fans. I can't explain it, however, and a lot of them are not very, let's say, interactive, as opposed to, like, let's say, Terra Melis, a band that has maybe, like, 20,000, and it's, like, I'm a huge fan, and all their fans are super interactive. Ours are less so, and I think it's from different regions in the world, a lot of different places. But you know, I'm happy about it. I just wish I knew a little more of their opinions, because we get a very small percentage that actually talks to us.
Well, here's the thing, man. Knowing the opinions is a double-edged sword, because you want to know how they're reacting to your music, but at the same time, it's like you don't really need them, because obviously they're liking your sound. And you know, the more you try to cater to just those, you know, those 85,000, the more you're not going to expand. It seems that you guys, you know, have this great sound that people are just flocking to. And the more you try to narrow it, you know, I think the more it's not going to be your own, you know?
Oh, absolutely right. No, you're right. But this is more like understanding who likes us than understanding what they want from us. I'm incapable of appeasing someone for wanting something. I mean, we've gotten a lot of crap for it in like reviews. That some people are just like, well, you know, I like what I hear, but I don't know what they're about, which is kind of strange to me. Because, like you said, if I appease people and if I go beyond what it is that I feel or beyond what it is that I'm constructing, it's an automatic fail. Absolutely, you can't do something that's beyond yourself unless maybe you're very talented. I mean, you're just actors. That's kind of field that demands that kind of attitude, you know, to emulate. But I can't emulate. And so whatever song comes, it comes. So we have a lot of inconsistencies, but I agree with you. We're certainly not trying to narrow it down. I would just like more like interactive in the sense that it would be nice to hear, you know, like, oh, come play in this town, or hey, we're over here. You know, something a little more in that area rather than like more informative rather than critical.
For those listening that do want to interact with the band, log on to facebook.com/andandmusic, and I'll have all the links so you can socialize with them via their Twitter or Facebook or what have you. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a real quick break, and we are going to hear the song It's a Miracle Gone, and we're going to have more with my guest Daniel right here on The Playlist. Mama Ram, Mama
Hi, this is Daniel Van Dent. If you like what you guys are hearing, please feel free to log on to our Facebook page, And Music. Facebook/And Music.
And that was Snow Song by And just like we said before, make sure to interact with them. Facebook.com/NAND Music. Listening to that song, I was wondering, are you a fan of Snow?
I like Snow a lot, yes. Definitely.
It's so weird because, I mean, here in California, we get snow, but it's so far from me. And by far, meaning like an hour and a half, that like I really can't conceptualize it. You know, I've seen it before and I've seen it fall. And to me, it's just an oddity. What is it to you that, you know, makes you gravitate towards it?
You know, to me, when I was thinking about it, it's sort of a symbol, so to speak. I moved to the States from Israel when I was 12. I'm 28 now. And when I was in Israel, I mean, like, you do not have snow. And you have something at the border of Syria. It's like a Hermon Mountain. It's like, it has like very slushy snow. This is the closest I've gotten to see snow. So when I moved here the first winter, I saw snow falling. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was really crazy. Like, oh, look at that. And oh, wow, I don't have school because of snow. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is very important to me. Then having fun outside in the snow, obviously snowboarding is a lot of fun. Skiing as well, and it's a sensation of freedom for me almost. And when I was singing about it or using it in context of a song, it was also to represent the fact that I live here, you know, in this place with many seasons, but I am illegal. You know, I've been an illegal immigrant for nearly 10 years. I mean, I'm good. You know, I've been good for the past few years now, for the last a little over a year, but I've been illegal here for a long time, and that's because, you know, when you move here at such an early young age, I mean, this is your young adult life. I mean, whether I wanted to or not, this is where I've been assimilated to. And also, I love this country. Obviously, there's this transnational standards here. There's seasons everywhere of every kind, of people of every kind. There's a melting pot of everything. So literally, this one thing, snow, kind of used as a symbol to represent all these things to me.
Is there any chance that you're going to be applying for citizenship, or what's going on with that?
Oh, absolutely. My sister just became a citizen a few weeks back. Very happy with that. And yeah, I'll be a citizen. I mean, I'm here happily with my wife, who's in Tin Volva, which we've known each other for years now. She's in a Girl Riot Act band, more like just punk, honestly, but. Yeah, we've known each other for a long time, and it's been kind of meant to be, I think. You know, we play together. We actually have a band together that we just started. It's a punk band. We're pretty happy about it. Want to see what happens. So we're very involved together. She's like my, you know, my lover and best friend. So it's easy enough to have to see my life here with her in the place that which I feel home. So absolutely, in 2 years or so, I'm most likely to become one.
Cool, man. I can't wait for that day. It's going to be great. Yeah, speaking more on your album, Mechanics and the Energetics of Still Running, the story, you know, that I've been reading all over the blogs is how fast it is. I mean, you guys are able to fit 11 songs in 21 minutes. Why is that? Is that because, are you guys like fans of the Ramones where it's just like a quick song and then boom, you're out? Or tell me about this ideology of getting into making a fast song.
Honestly, just a lot of energy and anger. I just, like I said, I usually write what I feel. I came from 90s roots, which was heavily inspired by punk rock, but I was never really into punk rock until my mid-20s, actually, until like 4 years ago. I mean, I enjoyed my type of punk and stuff, but nothing as serious like, let's say, the Nervous Breakdown of Black Flag or Circle Jerks or Germs, nothing like that. And it was kind of an epiphany, you know, because when we wrote Mechanics, I wasn't thinking about any of it. I was just thinking about the amount of anger and confusion I had. And you know, I still am not exactly sure. I guess you can translate melodies very easy to emotions, more than I thought. So usually I sit down and I play a little bit until something comes out, and it's not premeditated. Usually it's something that it catches my mind as I do it. Sometimes I do have a melody in my head.
Now, where did you find your drummer, and does he just have caffeine instead of blood going through his veins? Because that guy is fast.
Oh, I love Mike. I knew Mike for a very long time. I know him when I first moved to the city 7 years ago. He was in a very fit, and he's always active, and he's always in very fancy. It's actually, it was quite a workout to get him to only devote most of his time to and also generate home. Those two bands. That's what he has now. He used to have so many more. And I saw him with my previous bands. We would see each other every so often in separate gigs that we would have. And my friend from my previous band, the Stoics, he recommended him, and I remembered him from other shows we had with him. So I called him, and he came by, and honestly, we tried so many different drummers, and he just, you know, because we play punk, but we want versatility of time signatures. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be just a blast beat punk head. So he was really it. He's a real music lover who enjoys harder edge stuff and the carpet stuff. And he came into audition, and he was fantastic. He was already better than all the drummers we tried, and immediately he joined our band. And the thing that exceeded my expectation is that he only got better and better and better. I mean, there's drummers who do this all their life, and then at some point they just stop, or they get a little better and then they stop, and then maybe a couple more. But his gradual improvement has been alarming, to say the least. I think it's because he's super involved with everything that's going on. He's very dedicated to his craft. He still takes lessons. He's still trying to get better. And he listens and he accommodates to the project. I think he just has a natural ear, and he's a pretty big guy. So like his limbs are beating the hell out of this. You know, I think he could even go up to like role level if you wanted to, but he has a little more finesse, more technique, very busy, very impressive. I think he doesn't drink caffeine. He meditates. I think that brings a lot of energy there.
Very, very cool to know. Now, when I'm listening to your album, your music makes me believe that you guys live a very gritty lifestyle, and that you guys don't shower, and that you guys probably like spit on sidewalks. Is that true? Or?
No, not really. You know, like, I think we do this music and we play the way we do, so we don't have to spit on sidewalks and stuff and be a little happier. I mean, I gotta tell you, I got some anger problems for sure, man. I mean, like, I skate around the city and I start. The drivers around here and I don't get along. It's uncommon for me to start fights. I'm not very violent, but I'm very stubborn. Not so much the other guys. Mike is very reflective, very meditative, very calm, very sweet. And Bill is also overly sensitive and a very sweet person who cares a lot about other people than himself. I'd say I'm the most pissed off, but also, I'd say I have enough etiquette not to make anyone uncomfortable, and I wouldn't say that I'm hostile. I would just call myself stubborn. But I think that most of the aggression you see in the music, rather than interaction with people.
Great. Well, I mean, me and you seem to be clicking, so you know, everything's fine. You know, I don't know. Maybe you just need to come to California or something. I don't know.
Oh, I love California, man. Oh, I definitely would love to. I would love to. I visited a bunch of times. I just spent my life there.
Well, the band is and thank you, Daniel, for calling in and being so, you know, blunt and being so honest about what you guys are doing.
Sure, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the interview.
The album is Mechanics and Energetics of Stilt Running. Log on to facebook.com/andandmusic, and I will also have links to the Bandcamp, as well as I'll embed the album from the Bandcamp so you guys can give it a listen yourself. And if you like it, go ahead and buy it. You guys are running the Pay What You Want promotion, which is very cool, and hopefully, you know, you get some money out of it.
Yeah, thank you. We hope so, too.
Yeah. We leave you now with Pulse.
You want to be a man.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@enterthesshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.